Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Alex is Real World News. How's it going? Hope everybody's having a fan-freaking-tastic Monday. That's right, a fantastic Monday, guys. Hope everybody's doing good, staying warm, staying cozy. There's a lot of stuff to talk about tonight, guys. This is my first episode ever on this Blog Talk Radio. So I want to talk with you guys about things that are going on in the world, things that are going on in the country, things that you don't know, things that only I know. No, I don't know that much. But anyways, I want to, guys, you know, bring you guys a fresh person to this. I've never done this before my entire life. I've been thinking about it a lot lately, so I'm giving it a shot. So things that are just going on in the country, I'm not sure if you guys knew this or not, but as of today, the officer in Texas who... you know, he showed up to the pool party. There was a lot of African-American and black kids there, and he was grabbing one chick and throwing it around and throwing her around like a freaking rag doll. That was not cool, and he actually just got suspended until a further investigation, which I think is good. You know, I was reading into it a little bit. A lot of the neighbors did testimonies on how the kids didn't belong there, and it was a private neighborhood, and they should have been in the pool, and the kids were cussing at the adults and cussing at other kids, telling them to go fuck themselves, and saying a bunch of really derogative shit and really starting stuff. So there's always two sides to every story. You know, I wish this country wouldn't make everything a race thing, but, I mean, in that particular video, I mean, a lot of the evidence is right there. I mean, it looks bad. I mean, it looks really bad. And he should not have had his hands on that girl like that whatsoever. And so that was definitely not fucking cool. I mean, if that was my daughter, if I had a daughter, I don't have a daughter, but if I had a daughter, I mean, I would have been fucking livid. I mean, absolutely fucking livid. So, guys, I just wanted to, you know, if anybody listens to this, wants to chat with me, wants to call in, you know, I'm all about taking calls and listening to what you people have to say. I mean, you guys are why I'm doing this. I want to get my voice out there. The other thing is the officer was indicted for the South Charleston shooting. I believe it's South Charleston. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it was the South Charleston shooting. It was, I believe Scott, what was his name? I think it was Scott something. And he got shot in the back, and that was a really brutal scene. He got indicted. He's going to be charged. We don't know if convicted, but charged with murder. So, we will see how that goes. And other news, what I think is really, you know, no one talks about, and I think is really, you know, up there and people need to talk about, is the avian flu. I mean, Ebola was one thing. But the avian flu, I mean, that's going to be a big thing. I mean, Ebola didn't affect our food and our livestock. And that was even freaking downplayed. I can't believe we shouldn't have brought fucking anyone here. We bring the boats to them, the medical supplies to the sea, and fix them there. Don't bring it into our country. And I think a lot of that shit was hush-hush, covered up. It was a smokescreen for a lot of the other things that were going on in the world. That being said, this avian flu is supposed to be really fucked up. I mean, it has gotten out of control, and they're not even telling us about it. Because right now, what's going on in the news? What's going on in the news? ISIS and Hillary Clinton and bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. And, you know, this avian flu, man, is really, it's going to affect all of it. It already has. I mean, 46 million chickens and turkeys have been infected since last December. Since last December. That wasn't that fucking long ago. With over egg-laying hens accounted for almost 80% of the affected population. That means restaurants are scrambling to find more eggs. That means we're not going to have fucking chickens or eggs or anything like that, which is out of control. So, you know, they think it's a joke right now. Just like ISIS was a joke a few years ago. This is not a fucking joke. It's not a joke at all. I mean, how many people eat fucking chickens and how many people have chicken, fried chicken, chicken sandwiches, eggs, scrambled eggs? A lot of people. Fucking 90% of the country has some kind of poultry product. And if you disease that, we're going to have a serious problem on our hands. I mean, serious. What are we going to eat? Fucking just beef? I mean, no, it is a serious problem. There's going to be an egg shortage, a chicken shortage, and that avian flu can also mutate into a different strain. See, when you go to the doctor and you get a flu shot, why do you think you get a different one every freaking year? It's not because, oh, it's just time to get one. No, the flu changes every single year. There's different strands. In fact, when you actually get the flu shot, it's actually proven that that flu shot is not the same as the flu that's out right then. It's not. It's mutated. It's constantly changing. And if that changes and it goes from poultry into beef products, I mean, what are we going to do next? I mean, I could live off bacon. I really could. Bacon's fucking good. It's fantastic. But bacon and sausage is not going to cut it. I mean, we have to have other sources of protein, other sources of food. And, I mean, vegetables, well, that's great. But still, it's not freaking good. And it could even change into infecting our pets and then infecting us. I mean, it could really get out of control. They're not doing anything about it right now. You know, it's definitely an out-of-control disease, virus. It's actually a virus, I believe. And it's not fucking pretty. The avian influenza, it is not good. And there's actually, that has been found in Michigan's free-ranging birds right now. They just found the avian flu in Michigan. In Michigan. It was not an unexpected given avian flu influenza has been found in a number of neighborhoods. States in Ontario. I mean, it's here. It's fucking here. It's here. It's not something that that people are even freaking looking into. And it's going to be a big effect on America, I believe. The other thing I want to talk about is what the fuck is China's deal? I mean, right now, the U.S. struggles for strategy to contain China's island building. I mean, meanwhile, we're fighting ISIS. We're having racism in our country, and you can't say it's not here. There is a serious racism problem in our country between whites and blacks, and it's always been here for centuries, you know, for a long fucking time, and it's probably not going to away, go away overnight. I don't think Obama's making it any better. He's not. He's not. Every time something like this happens, he has to do a speech, and he makes things worse, and it's not fucking helping the situation. It is not. But anyways, meanwhile, China's out there fucking in Legoland. They're building islands. They're building islands out there in Legoland, and they're loading all kinds of weaponry on these islands. I mean, take a look at China island building. I mean, they're building islands with shitloads of weapons, and my only thought is maybe they're building it to keep the war away from them. So if they do an attack or something like that, they have a second China 2.0, and it's out in the sea. I don't know why. Who knows why? It's just, I mean, China, I mean, it's huge. They've been freaking dredging new land for a long time now, which is freaking nuts. So that's a really big factor. I mean, really big. And I'm just looking it up right now. I mean, I'm looking up other pictures. It's fucking mind-boggling. The amount of reefs they're destroying and bringing to the surface and making new land. It's just crazy. I mean, why? I mean, message me. Tell me what you think. Because the fucking Pentagon doesn't know. They don't fucking know. They don't know. And if they knew, you wouldn't be hearing about it. Because right now, all you're going to hear about on the news is racism, Hillary Clinton, and Obama's empty suit. I mean, that's all that's going to be on the news. And you can't say he's not. He is the biggest fucking empty suit I've ever seen. And I'll tell you, you know, he can't even talk. I mean, we didn't even elect a president that maybe George Bush had a stuttering problem once in a while, but Obama can't be shit without a teleprompter. I mean, he really can't. If he doesn't have a teleprompter, all it is what I believe. He sucks. He sucks. We need a really awesome conservative, a good man in the White House. Not a woman who fucked up emails. No, we need to stop putting criminals in the fucking White House. And that's what we've been doing for a long time, is putting criminals in the White House. Criminals. Bill Clinton, criminal. George Bush didn't do everything right either. So he was a lot of hot and cold, but he did more good for this country than people realize. He did more good for our country than people realize. Obama, criminal. Biden, criminal. Nancy Pelosi, fucking criminal. She invented the word criminal. So it's one path after another. You know, and honestly, it's not going to get better before it gets worse. So we need to stand together and everything like that and build together and try to get this country back. The other thing I want to talk to you guys about is ISIS, and that's a really big threat right now. And it's so funny because it's actually not funny at all. It's fucking sickening that Obama was brought to his attention years ago that ISIS was a big threat, and they ignored it. They ignored it. So, you know, you know, we release freaking people out of Guantanamo Bay. I mean, which is ridiculous. But the thing is that ISIS is a really big threat. I got 5 minutes left on the air, guys, as live, and this thing saves as a podcast. This is my first time using it. So ISIS, I really think they're a huge threat. And, you know, fucking Obama, what did he say today? He said, I believe it was today, he says that the women play a big role in ISIS. They have figured out that the wives are playing a key role in operations. And that was updated today. And it's like, really? The wives are playing an operation? Like we're fucking chilling at the Pentagon drinking coffee, like talking about the wives? Like, I mean, I get it that they probably house them and feed them and all this shit, but that is not, what is, you know, ISIS, when we were fighting with Iraq, and this is, a few years back, when we went to Iraq and we had, you know, the Iraqi operations take place in Afghanistan and things of that nature, we supplied the Iraqi military with tanks, weapons, all kinds of weaponry, you know, fucking shitloads. And when ISIS stood up, and they went to take over Iraq, small piece by piece, they'll show up and cut your fucking head off. They're complete radicals. And the whole Iraqi army dropped their tanks, dropped their Hummers, dropped their weapons and ran. And you know, what they're not showing you on the news is them lining people up and blowing their fucking heads off. And I guarantee you, if they started playing what really happened in other countries on the news, that something more would be done of it. Our forefathers would not stand for this. It is really ridiculous that it is even going on. Innocent women and children, Muslim or not, over there, they're getting their heads blown off. They're getting lined up, 40 of them, and just shot. No fucking remorse. They don't care. ISIS, you know, most of the Muslims, you know, it's not all of them. All they care about is being number one and taking over the world. Sharia law, look it up. I'll have to talk about that in the next episode. But it's completely fucking outrageous that we're not doing anything. Our forefathers would be over there so quick. The first U.S. soldier that was beheaded over there, our forefathers, including, I'd like to say, Bush. If you knew Bush would have been over there, I mean, guns a-blazing, Clint Eastwood. I mean, he would have been over there fucking so fast. I mean, their heads would have spun. He would have sent so many SEAL teams and Spec Ops teams over there. Fucking ISIS who? ISIS who? And instead... And that's the other thing. ISIS doesn't want anything from us. And that's kind of scary. If you think about it, they don't want money. They don't want money. Fuck, they have all the money they want. They robbed bank after bank after bank. They are now the richest terrorist organization in the entire world. They are the richest terrorist organization in the entire world. And if you ask me, Syria's working with them. Syria and Iran. You know, Iran is not all good. I mean, Iran is definitely working with them. There's people all the time. I just saw an MMA fighter. Who was from, like, I think it was a Syria or Iran, who just joined sides with them. They're getting young population. They're connecting with social media, you know, that they can, you know, join us. You can do whatever you want. You know, we don't have rules. We just believe in killing people and spreading our religion and our beliefs. It's sickening. It's not beliefs. They're fucking scum, and they need to be wiped off the face of the planet. And anybody who stands beside him needs to be taken out too, and it's completely ridiculous that we haven't done anything about it because our empty suit is too busy playing fucking... And he's researching, you know, about the women who play a key role. Bullshit. And he also released that we have no strategy. And, you know, and he says, we've met the enemy, and it is us. Bullshit. You're the fucking enemy. You're not doing anything about it. Do you know how many lives we could have saved already? Saved already? They don't give a shit. They don't give a shit. No wonder no countries respect us and they laugh at us and they think we're garbage. It's because, you know, because we're not doing anything about what's going on. We're not doing anything about what's going on. And we really need to stand up in this country, take control, fight for what we believe in. Where is the militia? Where is the fucking militia? The American militia our forefathers put together years ago. Where are they? They need to stand up and you know, fight for what we believe in, guys. I mean, we're so worried about fucking racism that ISIS is over there taking over country after country after country. They're infiltrating and taking over city after city, and it's not going to get any better. But we're more worried about Hillary Clinton's freaking emails. Our priorities as a country is not right. And until we get them straight, it's going to be a long road. A long road, guys. A long road. Well, I appreciate each and every one of you who ever listened to this episode. Make sure you guys, you know, subscribe, follow, show your support, leave me a comment. Love you guys. This is Alex. and this is Real World News, and I'll be back tomorrow.